From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, gathering evidence of radicalization in California. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time, and that there is evidence they pre-planned the deadly attack. David Bowditch is an assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
As the investigation has progressed, we have learned that both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time. Now, how did that happen? The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen, and by whom, and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
He says U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, took part in target practice days before the attack, but said there's no evidence the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. They carried out the mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday, killing 14, wounding 21. U.S. defense officials have confirmed a senior al-Shabaab leader was killed last week in Somalia. U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the December 2nd strike killed three, including Abdirahman Sondhir, who was also known as Ukash. The Pentagon says the strike represents a significant blow to al-Shabaab, fighting to overthrow the internationally backed government in Mogadishu. Davis also confirmed a November 13 strike killed a senior Islamic State leader in Libya known as Abu Nabil. Meanwhile, an American who fought alongside al-Shabaab in Somalia has turned himself into security forces. Abdimalik Jones, arrested in southern Somalia near the port of Barawi, he claims to have fled the militant group because of internal disagreements. It's believed there are divisions within the jihadist group over whether to pledge allegiance to the Islamic State or al-Qaeda. This is VOA News. The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. Stephen O'Brien is the UN humanitarian chief.
Human suffering has reached levels not seen since the Second World War. More than 125 million people will need humanitarian assistance to survive in 2016. Of those, we target the most vulnerable, 87.6 million people. We appeal with our partners for $20.1 billion to do so.
He says Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Yemen are the countries where the needs are greatest. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says nearly $200 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help that country implement reforms and fight corruption.
All Ukrainians, officials, business leaders, the business community, everyday citizens, they've got to work together to root out corruption that has held this country back for so long. Mr. President, you and I have discussed this before. The Ukrainian people cannot once again have their hopes dashed based on the cancer of corruption.
Mr. Biden's comments coming during a joint meeting with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Following bilateral talks, the Ukrainian leader has overseen the dismissals of thousands of prosecutors accused of graft since he took office in May of 2014. Latvia's prime minister has handed in her resignation. Laimdote Straujuma said Monday she's stepping down after 2 years in office because new ideas are needed. Her resignation follows infighting within her center-right ruling coalition. President Raimons Vionis said he'll hold discussions with all political parties before choosing a replacement. U.S. media reports say Iran has tested a new medium-range ballistic missile in defiance of two U.N. Security Council resolutions. U.S. officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told media outlets the test was held November 21st. They say the missile traveled within Iranian territory. Americans Monday marked the 74th anniversary of the Japanese attack on U.S. military facilities at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Thousands joined the dwindling number of survivors of the 1941 attack that signaled the U.S. entry into World War II. Among the speakers, Rear Admiral John Fuller.
Today, at this ceremony, we demonstrate that the lives lost on December 7th and in World War II were not lost in vain. We show our deep appreciation. We know and we remember that those who sacrificed so much in World War II brought the world a greater freedom, more democracy, and a pathway to reconciliation and peace.
More than 2,400 Americans and civilians and military personnel were killed in that attack. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.